What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
On the Boss Man Show, a friend of the show, Coach Bob Marlin. Louisiana Raging Cajuns got a big win last night against Louisiana Monroe and Robert the Warhawk. So, Coach Marlin, good to see you, man. How things down there in the Cajun Dome area, man?
Everything's good. As we talked about before we came on, the sun's out, and the team's winning, and things are going well.
And, Coach, you got to be happy with your team last night winning against Monroe, the Warhawks with your rivals, and They made some runs at you, and your team stood those runs and kept the lead, extended the lead as well without those runs. Talk about that force of your team last night, man, beating your rivals, man.
It was a big game for us because we've been playing well, and we got to remember to keep doing the things that we've done to put us in this position. And Monroe had won three in a row coming in. They're our rival in conference, and they've got a tough team. Coach Richard's been there for a long time. We're actually the top two winningest coaches in Sun Belt history, and he is always brings a good team down here. So we knew we'd have to fight him till the end, and we were able to hold him off. The game was pretty much in check the whole night, but it did go from 19 down to 10, I think, late. Then they scored at the end to make it 8.
And Coach, well, I see you. I was talking about this as well, Coach. You're about on scoring again. You got 5 guys, double figures on your roster stats wise. Last night, 4 of them again, double figures, 19 apiece. And you had my man doing a good job, but 19 for you. Kobe doing a good job. Joe doing a good job for you, man. So it's about just having that balanced scoring where teams can just key in on one guy. You cause them conflict and look for guys to score that ball on all 3 levels of the court there, Coach.
We were asked this question last night in the press conference post game, and it's nice to have a guy that can go get 25 or 30 any night. But when you have 5 guys that average 10 and one of those guys or 2 of those guys gets 25, it's the same thing. So we really like our balance. We've got a good team. You know, the strength of the team is the team. And these guys play together. You know, they're connected. last year's group was really connected, and this group, I think, is connected even more. So we're not quite as talented as we were last year. We don't have any seniors on our roster. First time in 50 years we haven't had a senior. And in today's time, that's really uncharacteristic because of all the grad students, the COVID extra years, the transfers. But we've got a tight group that's been together for a few years, and they're playing well.
No doubt, Coach Warren, I feel it's so important to have guys who've been through those fires together, man, because you don't build out confidence in each other once you put us playing together as well. And do you feel like, did you see us kind of in summertime, Coach, of them working out together, kind of get a feel like, hey, we may have some, even this year, not talented-wise, we may have some based on what you've seen in the summer and the fall workouts there?
Yeah, absolutely. It starts in the spring, and in the summer, when you add the new pieces, you got to sprinkle in, you know, a few new ones. And we try to recruit high character guys, and we've been fortunate and had good success with that over the years. And they adapt to the team and love being part of the team and trying to win a championship together.
No doubt. And Coach, also, man, you know, you went 7-5 in non-league play, and you know that's growing 500. Talk about that. Preparing your guys for the Sun Belt, seeing different styles of play, playing some road games, some different side games, so you can get ready for this gauntlet of the Sun Belt, which you've got off to a hot start so far.
Well, our second game, we were in the MAC Challenge. We played at Toledo, and we're up 12 with about 9 minutes to go and got beat. And that was really tough for our team, but it helped us get a little bit better. And then we played a tough non-conference schedule as far as mid-majors go. We played Toledo, obviously, and then we played Wright State down in a tournament in Fort Myers, and they beat us by 6. And then we turn around and beat Buffalo, and then the next night we beat Long Beach State. And Long Beach State's had a really good year. They beat Michigan and DePaul and a lot of good teams out there. So, and then we went to Samford. And we knew how good Samford was because we beat them last year at home. And they're undefeated at home right now. I want to say they're like 15-0 at home. They played a ton of home games. And then we went to Louisiana Tech, lost by 5. And Louisiana Tech has not lost a home game. And then we went to McNeese and lost by 2. And they haven't lost a home game. So we've played some really good teams. And I think that helped prepare us for conference. And the last game was right before Christmas. We played at Rice, and we were able to beat those guys. We shot the cover off the ball that night and beat those guys by 17, and that was a good win for us. And they got a great win last night. They beat Memphis in Memphis.
Yeah, going to pay the fans more and beat Penny Hardaway those on that tour, man. So yeah, Scott doing a good job over there. Coach, you kind of missed it, man. I want to follow up to something you said, Coach. Louisiana D1 basketball is very top flight right now with what you're doing. Dante doing it, Grambling, the young man down at Nichols down there. Dave does a good job, South Louisiana. Of course, Will Wade and McNeese, all those talents. So talk about this, how many great coaches you are in Louisiana and how the basketball D1 down there is so a top notch right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about Louisiana. We are having a great year this year. A lot of teams are playing good basketball, and that's good to see because when that happens, it just strengthens the whole state from a basketball standpoint. It really helps the younger guys, in my opinion. So we're excited to continue to play well and stack it up against these other teams. And one thing our group does, we have a organization called Louisiana Association of Basketball Coaches, and every coach in the state from a college level, doesn't even have to be the Division I level, but from NAIA level, junior college, we get together in the spring for a day and have meetings, and we really push and support each other. And I think it's showing this year.
100%, Coach. You know what, Coach, as well, man, for you, when you got a non-league play, come off of Christmas break there, kind of talk to me about what kind of switched it off for your team's head to kind of figure it out and play well and kind of say gel the right way. Because I know this is the most one time a year for us Sun Belt play, getting ready for that tournament down there in Pensacola, man, in March there.
Yeah, well, you know, we opened up at Marshall in conference play this year, and the 30th, right at the end of the year. And those guys, we had beaten them here to win 10 in a row last year in a great game, and we were neck and neck with them in a conference race, and we wind up getting a 2 seed. They got the 3 seed in the conference tournament. So they were waiting on us for sure. They were in the weeds waiting, and we just got blitzed, really. We didn't play well at all. We didn't shoot the ball, and we got beat by 14 points, and we're never really in the game. And then coming back and playing James Madison at home, who's ranked in the top 20, you know, we're down one and got the ball the minute to go and don't finish it. Can't win. It broke our home winning streak, which was the second longest in the nation at the time at 19 games. But the conference games have been tough, and we've got some tough ones left, and we're excited about starting the second half. Last night was the first game of the second half.
And Coach Marlin, also, man, close games you've been having. You and I both know you can't really practice, but these close games. So it's getting your guys' experience playing close games now. It's going to February and March, getting the confidence to execute, you to teach them on the film what to do for us, split those blackouts, finding an open man, taking the right shots, and doing the right rotations and scout discipline. Talk about that, man, getting your team experience with close games, come on the right side of these wins, and as we get the games become more important down the stretch here.
They're extremely important. The special situations are huge in a close game. And fortunately, last year and this year, we haven't had many close games where it's come down the last possession. The McNeese game did this year. But we've not had that very often. So I like being prepared every day in practice. We work on those things. We work on free throw blockouts, as you said, pressure free throw blockouts almost daily. And when we're ready, when we need it, I think we'll be ready. So far we haven't needed it. We've won several games by double figures.
And Coach, while I talk about Kobe, man, I know he's one of your top flight scorers, man. And talk about what he's meant to your program on and off the floor and his leadership skills for his teammates.
He's done a great job for us. He's been with us a long time. He's overcome several knee injuries. And he's playing at a high level. He was all conference 2 years ago, and people forget about that. And then got hurt, missed part of the last year. He came in conference play, came off the bench for us. And then when we got to the NCAA tournament, played Tennessee, he jumped up and scored 15 points off the bench in about a 3-minute span, which really helped us stay in that basketball game. So I can't say enough about Kobe. He's a leader. He works hard. He's a great young man. Got a degree in business, working on his MBA, and he's having fun because he's sat on the sidelines for a long time, and now he's out there playing and having good success and really shooting the ball at a high level.
And Coach, your team's doing a good job of shooting as well. 37% from threes, and you know, it will just make a defense have to decide whether we're going to close out hard or short, so give you open that dribble drive for you as well. So talk about getting those young men shooting the ball, shooting it well from three, so you call them defense conflicts. They have to decide what they're going to do with all your scorers out there.
Well, we work on three-point shooting every day, obviously, and as well as free throws, and we've done a good job with both of those to date. But I think it's important that the guys spray it around and make the extra pass, and I think, again, being connected, this team's super connected, I think – that makes it easier to give one up, a good one for a great one. And last year we were really good shooting a 3-point shot, and we played through the post for the most time. We throw it inside of Jordan Brown, and then people would collapse it, double or even triple team, and then we kick it out. And I think in the middle of February last year, we were number 2 in the country in 3-point field goal percentage. And we didn't take a ton, but when we took them, we made them. And this year, it's a little different. We're playing through the post and Hosanna a little bit, but we're also spraying it around more on the perimeter.
100%, Coach. And also on the glass, man, is Joe Charles on the glass for you, Coach. You know, and I both know this as well, Coach. Defensively, you don't get to the rebounds, it's not over yet. So, go back controlling the glass defensively and crash that offensively. Make sure you get extra possessions as well so you can get your team more opportunity to make those 3-point bombs, man.
No, it's huge. And Joe Charles has done a tremendous job. He's a great defensive player. He's a career 38% three-point shooter. And this year we ask him to rebound more because we're not as big as we've been. And he's second league in league games in rebounding. I mean, the young man just does an outstanding job. He's smart. He's one of the smartest players that I've coached. He can see things happening on the floor like a coach, and he's able to help his team win. And Joe certainly impacts winning in a lot of different ways.
100%, Coach. And also, you're doing a good job of limiting your turnovers. You and I both know the loud ball turnovers, which you don't want. And you got to give you a chance to try to run out to easy baskets on you. So about what you go, even though you're playing the style you're playing, making the three pointers, and also those shots over, we take a bad quick shot, it's like turnover almost to be. So talk about limiting those things and how you job your team doing at that as well, being conscious of that as you all play the way you play.
Definitely a bad shot creates a break for the other team. So put your transition defense in a mix there. It's hard. So we need to take good shots and going to continue to do that and try to make sure that we can get back defensively. And lob ball turnovers this year, I feel like we've done a really good job. Now, we had a stretch there where we turned it over a few times too many, but we've been able to get by. But to start the win streak that we're on, we played at Jonesboro in a hostile environment. We had 5 for the game. And that was big. And then we had another single digit. I think we had a 9 in one of the games. But in our fourth conference game, we played at Troy, and we had a 1-point lead in the ball with 2 minutes to go. And we lost that game, and we had 20 turnovers. And the turnovers cost us the game. I mean, and there are a lot of bad, there are offensive fouls and illegal screens and some things that it's in the judgment of the official for a turnover. But we've limited that. And I'm going to credit our guard play, Themis Folks and Kentrell Garnett, Michael Thomas have done a really good job protecting the basketball.
Hey, Coach Mark, let me ask you about the block charge rule. How do you adjust to it where you guys can't take charges anymore? People have to put their hands up and hands to the sky and wall up rather than try to just go take a charge. How's it adjusting for your guys, making sure they defend on the ball and not try to come over on the help side and get a charge that is not really calling them?
Yeah, and certainly it's something we worked on early in the year with the new rule change. We wanted to make sure that we were walling up when we can. If we're inside a restricted area, we work on that almost daily for about 2 or 3 minutes. And our guys have done the best job of any team I've coached of doing that. So I think that's really, really helped us. But the block charge, last year I thought everything was a charge, and this year everything's a block pretty much. And the officials are calling it the way they've been told. And if a guy plants 1 foot and comes into you and you're a secondary defender, he can even create the contact, and it's going to be a block.
No doubt. And Coach, I got one more for you, man. South Alabama's coming to the Caden Dom on Saturday, man. Richard Rowley is this guy. So talk about some of those guys on the film as you prepare this next home game, man, to keep this win streak going for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to give the guys off a little bit today. They're going to watch film, and that's it. Do some stretching with our strength coach and maybe some yoga. And then come back tomorrow and get ready for Saturday's game. Last week, we had a power outage at the Cajun Dome. Wow. And it's 12 minutes to go before the tip against Arkansas State. We had a couple thousand people here. And somebody hit a transformer, and it blew out all the power in the area for about 4 hours. So we moved those games last week to Friday afternoon and then Saturday and Sunday afternoon. And that's how we played. So we're used to having Sunday off. We had a day off in a while. These guys have been working hard, and we're going to give them some time today.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, Coach, I hope we talk again in March, man. We did last year, man, going to the tournament, man. So you know, my favorite guest I had on the show when I was a little chatting with you, Coach. So hopefully we'll do this again in March after you go to the big dance again, man.
Well, we look forward to talking again, too. And if we continue to win and get in the top four, I think we'll have a good shot at winning the tournament. It's going to be a great tournament. There's some really good teams, and a lot of teams are fairly equal. But good players, good coaches, good venue in Pensacola, and looking forward to the Sun Belt Championship.
Yes, that coach always was fun, man.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate you.
Anytime, coach.
Keep that heat on.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.